Gerus Ramban. It was meant not to be learned once, but to be learned on a weekly basis, a bi-weekly basis. Bi-weekly means twice a week, yes.
Semi-week.
What?
Sorry, semi-week.
Semi-week, yeah. The not 1 to 3 weeks. Okay, I really want to move over to Mislis Yesharim, but I think it would pay to have a retzef, to have a continuity. So Mislis Yesharim will begin Mirtz Hashem after Sukkot, and now in Yana Diyoma we'll do Hilchos Tshuva of the Rambam. To do Hilchos Tshuva of the Rambam, we have to just start off with one point in background, and that is that there is a very, very widespread machlokas Rishonim. There's a whole. There have been svarim written about it. Menachas Chinuch speaks about it at great length, as to what is the makor in the Torah for the mitzvah of tshuva. Is the makor from Sefer Dvarim, or is the makor from Sefer Bamidbar? With not just the question of which pasuk, but the totally different question of the nature of the mitzvah. The Ramban is sort of at the flagship of one of the approaches. That in Parashas Nitzavim we have a pasuk ki hamitzvah hazos asher nochim mitzavcha hayom lo nifleisi mimcha velo rachoka hi lo bashamayim hi lo meiver layam hi ki karov eilecha hadavar ma'od b'ficho v'lovcha l'asosa. What is this mitzvah that the Torah is telling us is just right around the corner? It's so close to us. So the Ramban points out that this mitzvah, avol hamitzvah hazos al hatshuva haniskeret. This mitzvah relates to tshuva, that previously in the parish it says that when you're going to be in Golos, v'hashevos elav avecha, all of a sudden you're going to have regrets, v'shavta Hashem Elokecha, v'shamata b'kolo, v'chulei, ki ha-mitzvah hazot. This mitzvah, we have, there's a mitzvah of being chozer b'tshuva. Similarly, the Sfarno over there learns that way. A lot of Rishonim learn that this is the makar of the mitzvah of tshuva. Masha'enke and a whole slew of other Rishonim, starting from the Smag and onwards, say no, the mitzvah of tshuva is learned out from a pasuk in Parashas by Midbar, where over there it points out, Isha Isha ki yasumi kol chatos adam limomal b'ashem v'ashma ha-nefesh ahi v'hisvadu es chatosam asher asu, that there's an inyan of confessing, and that's considered to be the mitzvah of tshuva. Namely, the basic machlokas is as to whether, if we divide all of our mitzvos into two categories, we have chovas ha-ivarim, we have those things that we do with our bodies, we sit in the sukkah, we eat matzah. And then we have those things that we do with our heart. There's a mitzvah to be ohev Hashem, there's a mitzvah to be yorev Hashem. Where does tshuva fit in? Is tshuva a mitzvah in the evarim, namely that it's a mitzvah to do something, to confess, to say true, to say I'm sorry, and we'll see that the confession has various aspects to it. Is a mitzvah the mitzvah of vidui, and what goes on in the heart is simply a hechsher mitzvah, namely you can't be misvada unless you feel something in your heart, otherwise it's hypocrisy. Or do we say no, that the mitzvah is the heart, it's a chovas ha'levavos, like ahavas Hashem and yiras Hashem. There's a mitzvah of tshuva, but there's a tenai, that you have to be able to express it verbally, but the mitzvah is basically in the heart. That's a machlokes Rishonim. The problem in the Rambam is that he appears to be poseach al shtei hasifim. He appears to have both opinions within a very, very short space of lines. That the Rambam begins every area of halacha with a kotera, with a heading. And he says, mitzvahs asei achat, v'hushi yoshuv hachote mecheto lifnei Hashem. There's a mitzvah to be chozer b'tshuva. There's a mitzvah that's a chovas halavavos. And yet, in Perek Aleph, halacha Aleph, just a few lines later, he says, kishi yase tshuva v'yoshuv mecheto chayev lehisvados. And he quotes the pasuk in Bamidbar. And then he concludes, you shouldn't have any other misunderstanding. Uvidu is a mitzvah taseh. So how could the Rambam contradict himself? Minei ubei. This is a machlokes Rishonim. So the Rav over here, I don't know how people learned the Rambam before the Rav came along, but he pointed out that the Rambam has a third category of mitzvahs. And this is very important for us to understand simply this category, because it deals with things that are omnim rumo shel olam. There's a third category of mitzvahs in which we have a Maisa mitzvah and a Kiya mitzvah that are in two different realms. Classically, a Chova Sa'ivarim means that the Maisa mitzvah is eating matzah and the Kiya mitzvah is eating matzah. Chovas Halavavos, the Maisa mitzvah is to feel in one's heart and the Kiyam is to feel in one's heart. But there is a category of mitzvahs where the Maisa mitzvah is in the world of Chovas Sa'ivarim, but the Kiyum is in the heart. That's where tshuva comes in. And according to the Rav, this is the Rambam specifies these mitzvos by, in the heading, he gives you the kiyum, he gives you the fulfillment, where it's at, and in the halachos, he gives you the maisa. So the maisa mitzvah is vidui zo mitzvah sasei. The kiyum ha-mitzvah is shiyoshev achote mecheto. The other two examples that the Rav offers for this category are tefillah and avelos. In Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam begins, the mitzvah is la'avod et Hashem. Avod as halev, that's the kiyum. However, he begins Hilchos, mitzvah sasei lehit palel, to verbalize. You know, it's parallel to tshuva. In the world of the maisa mitzvah, that's in the world of chovas ha'ivarim, that we have to verbalize. But the kiyum is balev. Hu hadin in Hilchos Avel, it begins that the mitzvah sasei is lehis abel ha'krovim, to mourn. Mourning is an emotion. Mourning is a state of mind. And then the Rambam continues in the halachos, elu dvarim she'avel asur behem. Asur l'saper, namely take a haircut, l'chabes, l'rchotz, l'asuch, l'shamesh mitato, l'nolos ha'sandal. In other words, that the ma'aseh is in the world of chovas ha'evarim, but the kiyum is in the world of chovas ha'levavos. So this is the context in which we're going to be dealing with tshuva. Namely, we're going to be speaking about the technical aspects of tshuva. What we want to get to is a tshuva shebelev. That's the goal. That's the key. If one simply goes through the technical aspects and it doesn't enter into our heart, so then if those of you who listened to Rav Weinberger last night, then you're the horse with the hat on his head. That's not where we want to be. We don't want to be horses. We don't want to be hat wearers. We want to be Jews. So the Jew over here has to do tshuva in his heart. The Rambam over here will just begin the, you know, it's the ketzad misvadeh. What is the technique of vidui? Again, what's supposed to be reflected from the heart into one speech? Omer ana chatasi avisi. I'm sorry. Omer ana Hashem chatasi avisi pashati lefanecha v'asisi kach v'kach v'harei nichamti uboshti b'maasai. Classically, it is understood that vidui has three parts to it. One part is hakara sachet, asiti kach v'kach, I'm aware. I didn't put on tefillin, I ate non-kosher, I got addicted to the internet, whatever I did, asiti kach v'kach, that's A. B, nichamti uboshti b'ma'asai, I feel charata, I feel tremendous regret for what I did. And C, la'olam eini chozer ledavar zeh, kabbalah lahaba. Three elements of tshuva. Hakara sachet, charata, kabbalah lahaba. What we'll see tomorrow is that according to the Rambam, really there are five elements that are mentioned over here. In addition to everything we mentioned, there's also an ana Hashem. Ana Hashem is part of tshuva. In other words, what does it mean to start tshuva saying, I beseech you, ana Hashem? And secondly, it says, Chatasi avisi pashati lefanecha, that we have over here an aspect of a personal interrelationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What exactly is being meant by the word lefanecha? So those two aspects we'll talk about in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.